Save big money on everything. Now at Menards. Make quick work of your outdoor cleaning project with Masterforce outdoor and landscaping tools. The 80-volt cordless trimmer is powerful, efficient, and hassle-free, so you spend less time working on your yard and more time enjoying the results. On sale now through May 19th. Check out our wide selection of Masterforce tools and see the rest of our deals on Menards.com. Save big money at
Menards. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
You're now listening to the Orlando Magic HQ Twitter Spaces. Join us as we break down commentaries, fan reactions, and dive into immediate post-game analysis, breaking news, and all things Orlando Magic related. The show starts now.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us for a post-game panel here at the Orlando Magic HQ. I am your host, Stanley Swanson. Welcome, welcome. Man, that was one of the more intense endings to a preseason game. Shouts out to the Orlando Magic. Ladies and gentlemen, for all you horror fans, Papa John's is 50% off on Friday the 13th. Shouts out to the team. The Orlando Magic get the dub over the Cleveland Cavaliers, 108-105. Shouts out to the team, man. They came out and they did their thing. Magic's first unit. Can we talk about the starters on this team? 1 through 5, Jalen Suggs included. Man, these guys showed today, and albeit a preseason game, these guys showed that they can hang with anybody. Any team in this Eastern Conference that you might say, oh, these guys will give us a run, the Boston Celtics, the Milwaukee Bucks. Listen, the Orlando Magic starting five can hang with anybody. That's looking out, and I know this is preseason, don't get me wrong, but looking at that starting unit, the way they just gel and flow together, it's incredible. I mean, I know you guys saw the way Kellen Franz started the game. And, you know, people can say what they want about Jalen Suggs' shot, maybe not falling as of yet, but that defense has been spot on. Like, Jalen Suggs is going to be a top five in steals this season, guaranteed. Like, it's going to be 2+ steals a game. And it's just defensive intensity. Shouts out Jalen Suggs. Shouts out to that entire starting unit, guys. And not even just them, the past two preseason games. And once again, preseason, but it's okay. We're going to keep it pushing. Cole Anthony. It has been a Cole Anthony show off the bench. This guy has been phenomenal. I mean, I tweeted out earlier from my account. At some point this season, we'll have to have a discussion. I'm not saying it should happen, but if he keeps playing this way, we might have a discussion that Cole Anthony should be a starter. I mean, it's not really far-fetched at all. He is our fifth best player. I don't really care what anybody says, and I've heard the arguments of our fifth best players really shouldn't be starting and should be coming off the bench. I get that. I'm just saying the discussion should be had. I'm perfectly fine with Cole Anthony coming out. I think he fits that six-man role perfectly. But shouts out to Cole. He's really – his vision has improved. His game has immensely improved since joining this team. And Joe Ingles, we finally got to see him tonight. He told the ref, go ahead, good, do it. Gave him a tech. Shouts out to Joe. I love the intensity he's going to bring to this team. And going back to the first half, we had the bench unit in and we were down to close out that second quarter. Man, I think that was the closest thing to perfect ball we could see from a team, you know, just getting back in, and we ended up going up 63-51 to close out the half. That first unit, man, like, shouts out to them. They got you guys 50% off Papa John's tomorrow. Shouts out to the Orlando Magic. Bryce, how you doing, man? We got the dub tonight. How you feeling?
2-0 in the preseason, Stan. Is this anything? Feel me? 2-0?
Ooh, definitely something.
Can't hate it, but we got Papa John's 50% off tomorrow. I'm mad I had to sit through this Cavs broadcast team. We were spoiled with the Pelicans. This broadcast team was trash. I'm sorry to any Cavs broadcast team fans out there, but this that broadcast was trash. But shout out to Franz Wagner. He got 18 piece with 3-for-3 from beyond the arc. Bro was cooking. So shout out Franz Boogie. And then off the bench, I was really impressed with Anthony Black tonight. I feel like his movement was really crisp. And then he had a couple shots. I know he had some that blocked too, but I think Skinny tweeted it out. He said that he really appreciates that Anthony Black's getting tested this preseason. And I am all for that, because I think once we get to the regular season, he's going to start to cook. And then Mo Wagner had a good offensive performance tonight with 14 points, 6 of them coming from the free throw line. But overall, just really pleased with this team. Really glad we got to see Joe Ingles play tonight. And yeah, that last 2 minutes, I don't even want to talk about it, because that was ugly. But those fourth quarter preseason games where you just see a bunch of G Leaguers and guys that won't sit or that won't play during the regular season, I'm not really going to sweat about it. But we got the dub either way, so.
No, I mean, now that you mentioned the word cook, to start off the second half, the first, I want to say first 4 or 5 minutes were a little bit sloppy basketball. It was turnover. I think there was 3 turnovers, so that's just points that we left on the board. But after that, it seemed that Mosley turned on the stove, because the team started cooking completely. Like, everybody, Paolo, I know you guys saw the and one. Franz was hitting the deep threes. He wasn't at the line. Franz Wagner was not at the line hitting. He was a little bit back. So the team started cooking. I definitely agree. Anthony Black, man, I think he's going to have a slower blossom to the season. But as long as we give him the patience, I mean, guys, we gave – AG, we gave Mo Bamba a long time. We've given a lot of players benefit of the doubt for season over season. Just give this young rook benefit of the doubt, because his IQ was there. That's all I got to say. His IQ was definitely there.
And then one last note, J.I. on the defensive end tonight. Bro, he is so good. Having a lineup of Suggs and Isaac out on the court at the same time, I'll pray for another team's offense, because they're not scoring the basketball. They are not scoring the basketball, dude.
No, I mean, J.I. looks healthy. That's I think, one of the most important things. J.I. looks healthy. I think all offseason we were talking about it. Where are the J.I.? I mean, I was definitely asking for J.I. videos. We needed to see it. You know, coming in media day, he said, I've been good. I had the surgery, and I've been practicing with the guys, and it really looks like that. So, honestly, every day, I think we're just going to come in here and be happy that we have a healthy J.I. We get, like I said, 40-plus games of that, man, we'll be in good shape. Orlando and L.A., my guy, we got the preseason dub tonight. We got the Papa John's off, 50% off tomorrow. How you feeling tonight?
Magic basketball is back, and you don't know it yet. Wait, bro. Oh my god. First, that, like, shout out to all the people that didn't believe in J.I. Shout out to all of them. All right, man, I love y'all. Shout out to y'all. But, who was I most impressed with? I gotta say, probably with Markel and Franz. Markel looked awesome. Franz, awesome. I was really excited to see how Jet was hooping. I mean, Jet's Jet need to get some run with the starters. That's all I got. He got to get some run with the starters. Anthony Blackwood, obviously, he got his shot blocked, but he going, I'm not worried about him. The IQ is there. I mean, he just got to adapt to the NBA. He's going to be just fine. But, man, people can say it's just preseason. No, it don't matter. But we got our guys fighting, trying to win every game. They don't care if it's preseason or not, man. That's good. I want them to have that mentality. I'm just ready for the season to kick off, really.
1,000%. The meaningful games to come around. And I mean, not even just with the first unit with Jet. I want to see him get at least some run with the second unit. I think that'll potentially come against, especially against Flamenco. But we might see it the next game as well. But Jet Howard, the shot is so crispy. Like, the first two always, and we saw last game, the first two always take a while. He's got a load, you know? Guy has to load, but when he's there, oh man, this guy is going to be elite. He's going to be a sniper. 1,000%. I am very excited to have Jet Howard on the team, man. Salty, you were up next before we go over to my guy, Foreign. Salty, how you feeling, man? We got the preseason done.
Hey, what's up, fellas? It's been a while. I just wanted to check in and let y'all know I'm still alive. I'm still kicking it here. Very excited for the season coming up. I see that we got another dub. Two in a row. I like to see that shit. I mean, I know it doesn't mean much since it's preseason, but it's encouraging to see us, you know, at least we look like we're ready to play this season. Like, it looks like everybody's sleeping on us. I'm so frustrated with media right now, and I know I shouldn't do that because I should be used to this shit after, fuck, how old am I, 32? Years of getting shit on by the media, year after year after year of them doubting us, never giving us a chance. Like, now we finally have what I consider the best young roster we've ever put together in my lifetime, top to bottom. And like, they're still sleeping. They don't watch us. They don't believe in us. They don't care about us. Like, listening to the top, like, 150 players, where they rank us, GM rankings, like, all that, like, it's got me a little salty. You know, I'm ranting a little bit here, but I just needed to vent. I wasn't here the other night. I can't wait to actually be in Amway next Tuesday. I'll be at that preseason game, so I'll definitely be able to go a little more in depth. But, I mean, the Wagner brothers, bro, they really took that world championship back to Orlando, and it looks like they're primed to keep that chemistry going from over the summer. And, you know, like we saw tonight, like Paolo was a little more active as a facilitator. So I'm very encouraged by that. The rookies, you know, they're going to get their shit together. You know, Jet's got a nice stroke. Like, pause, but Jet's got a nice fucking shot. That shit's going to be really nice for us. And I really hope that he can turn into a starting two guard. I still have plenty of faith in Jalen Suggs, but if Jet just comes out of nowhere and snatches that shit, I am all for it. So that's just going to space the floor for Paolo to really get some open driving lanes, as well as Franz. So,
yeah, man. I want to go back to what you said, that this might be the best young corner in your lifetime. And dude, we're similar in age. I agree. I mean, this might be a better young core than I know. Listen, I know they went to the finals. I don't want to get ahead of myself at all. But that Dwight, I guess if you can consider that a younger core, you know, that was kind of just a core. Like, you know, really, they were in their 25s. They really
I feel like
it.
They were older.
They have that young core that, like you said, it's in our lifetime.
Yeah, and on that point, like, it's just, like, it was different. Like, with them, it was a bunch of guys that could shoot and Dwight do everything in between. Dwight, you handle the paint. This team, I feel like we got, like, 8-9 guys that I trust drive to the hole and make something happen. And if they can't, they'll just pass it out to somebody and we'll get a better shot, extend a possession, or whatever we need to do. We have so much talent, and it's like all like under what, 24 years old? Like, this is crazy. All these superstars around the league are going to get old. They're all like pushing what, like 31, 32, 33 right now, except for like guys like Joker and Giannis. Like, we're about to transition into a new league where the Orlando Magic have one of the best cores in the league.
1,000%, man. I mean, and granted, I'm going to keep saying this is preseason basketball, but it seems that we're gelling, at least the starting unit is gelling perfectly. And that really goes up to the front office. Shouts out to them for, just instilling stability with these younger guys. You know, we remember the previous iterations of the Magic where there wasn't any real stability until Jeff and John came, brought Steve Clifford in. So the stability that these guys have and they're giving the younger players, man, it's only going to help blossom these players even more. 1,000%. This young core, man, these guys are dangerous. Foreign, you were up next before we go over there, my man. Kenny, Foreign, how you feeling about the Magic after the preseason dub? A little bit intense at the end, but we still got the Papa John's sent off tomorrow. How we feeling?
All right, first things first, I'm not really worried about the end because that was just a whole bunch of G League guys, so we're going to let that slide. But I'm feeling pretty good about this game, man. Also, what I want to say is I apologize. I was a Jamal Mosley hater last year. You feel me? And he's wrong, man. I feel like he's a coach. I feel like he's our coach, man. And I feel like most of our guys, bro, is going to ride hard because they know this is like a make it or break it year for him. And I've heard Gary Harris and many other players say, like, they're going to turn up for Jamal Mosley because he deserves a starting role, man. I feel like he's a great coach. And I just feel like all our players are putting it, mashing up well together, man. Markelle Fultz, I just want to put down lots and lots of money, man, for him to get most improved player. I'm telling you, he's moving different this year. He's showing everybody that he is the number one pick for a reason. Like, everything that I've seen from him this offseason, he's just been in the gym putting in work, man. And he's moving different. Without them dreads, without the locks, man, he's moving different, man. We got to come up with a nickname for him, man, because he's moving different.
Contract year.
Yeah. Like you said. So, shout out to Markel, man. I'm telling you, I definitely seen him touching close to 20 per game this year. Like, he's been scoring so fluently and just so good. So far, you can't do nothing but be excited. But, yeah, I'm excited. I like what everybody did in the starting lineup. I'm not mad at the starting lineup. I think Jalen Suggs' his defense is good enough to keep him in the starting lineup. He's going to find his three, so I'm not really tripping about that. But the starting lineup is pretty good. I see us competing, man. And Jet Howard, I'm keeping receipts on everybody. If you was mad that we drafted him instead of Grady Dick and everybody, y'all definitely going to have to wake up and see, man, he's versatile. He's not just no shooter. He can control the ball. He can score. He can do whatever. That is him. He's him. I'm trying to tell you guys. He was hurt. He couldn't really maneuver around at Michigan, bro. But he's going to show everybody. He's shooting like 50% from the three so far these past two games. And I know it's only two games in the preseason. But I want you guys to realize – we have the best young core in the league. It's time to wake up. Magic Ball is back, man. Yeah, we're coming different this year, for real.
Foreign, did you hear that shit earlier on the NBA Ringer podcast where they were saying when the Orlando Magic get some real NBA guards? That shit was so disrespectful, man.
Let them sleep. Let them sleep because they're going to wake up soon. You're going to wake them up soon, for sure.
I mean, Jeff Howard already has the mechanics in place, and that's with young guys coming in. A lot of times you got to teach a new mechanic to these guys because it's a different monster that you're coming into the NBA. But Jeff Howard has the just elite mechanics. Like, he's already ready to be that sniper. You see him just spot checked ready, and he's waiting for the ball in the corner, and he just has the perfect form. The guy is ready for the NBA, and he's going to be one of the guys in midseason. We're asking, why is Jet Howard not getting more minutes? That's just the feeling I'm getting more and more from this guy. Kenny, you were up next. We got 50% off Papa John's on Friday the 13th. How are we feeling tonight after the win?
Man, I know it's preseason. I'm not trying to get overhyped, but I've been loving what I'm seeing from this team, especially offensively, bro. Like, the first two games, the starters, the ball movement has been on point. I mean, I don't know how many open shots these guys are getting. It's great to see them hitting them, but dudes are being selfless. They're moving the ball. They're being patient, not forcing shots. I'm loving it. And then from tonight's game, I mean, my two favorite things, Paolo, playmaking. I mean, I know we've seen it all last season, but the passes he made tonight, Paolo and Franz connection is real. The one cross-court pass he had to Franz tonight with his left hand and hitting Franz in rhythm to step in and shoot the three was thing of beauty. And then I love seeing Fultz. I'm right there with Foreign. Fultz, whatever his odds are for most improved player, they're not high enough. Because this guy, he's gonna be great. Like, that three-pointer in the corner, that I think that might be the smoothest, like, catch-and-shoot three we've seen from Fultz maybe since Washington. Like, honestly, I haven't seen his shot look like that, at least on catch-and-shoot threes, in a long time. And I love that he didn't hesitate to shoot it. Like, his first year or two in Orlando, I think he would have tried to jump in and take a jump shot or try to take it to the rack. He didn't even take a second. He immediately shot the three. I'd love to see it.
Fultz, as Foreign said, he's coming in different. No hair. He's coming in, and Markel already had a mature game. He's coming in even more mature. You know, he's talking to the younger guys. He's everywhere. I mean, think, granted, this is a contract season, but this is really the Markel Fultz said when he was drafted to Philly and they moved up just to get that pick. I think that's who we are about to see this season, that Markel Fultz. I think, you know, we're not going to talk about a certain play that happened earlier in the game at all, but I think he has it locked down, and he's ready. I think he's going to have these younger guys ready as well. He wasn't playing when he said that he believes that this team could come out of the East. You know, that's to be seen. There's some great teams, but if your point guard, your floor general, believes that your team can come out the East and he's trying to instill these guys in his group, man, only good things can come out of that. Only good things. Pure Magic, my guy, how we doing tonight, Thursday night? You're here at the post-game panel. We got the dub. How you feeling?
Yeah, how you doing tonight, man? It's great to be back on here with this Magic community, man. We're blooming up this year. You know, we watch these games and, you know, a lot of us are so excited because this preseason, even though it's meaningless supposedly, right, but we watch this team, you know, all of us have watched this team over the past 10, 15 years, man, and it does feel different. Just the energy they're coming with, man. Everyone made an effort to get better this summer, and you could see it, you know, and they're all playing with a chip on their shoulder. They got the swag, man. Like, they're just not messing around this year. They just look more serious, just ready to go to work. You know what I mean? And it's just going to be a great season. You know, the community, imagine these games, you know, how crazy the Amway is going to be this year. I'm just looking forward to it, you know, just to have a good team again, a great team to root for, man, with some real players. Honestly, If I was in the office, man, I'd get into that second tier. I'd pay all these guys. You know, I'd try to keep all of them. You know, I'd pay them all max money if I could, man. Like, I'd sacrifice all the picks just to keep all, you know, to keep as many of this core together as possible. You know what I mean? And if, you know, even Isaac, if he puts them together, man, I'd sign him to another, you know, 15 mil, you know, like whatever. To keep this team together, man, I'd do whatever it takes. This team's going to go far, and it's just great to see. So, that's all I have for tonight, man. It's just great to see, and I'm excited for the year, man. It's good to see all you guys, hear from you guys. I hope to see all you guys at the game, man. Let's have a great year.
Well, hey, shouts out to you, man, for being in here. You know, you're always welcome. But, yeah, you hit on the head. Everyone took the summer to get better. And let me tell you, not only did they do that, but all this competition that's going to be going on to –
know, get more minutes, get more and more minutes, that's only going to keep making these guys better and better and better. And come this in-season cup, I really like our chances, because it seems that we're going to come out of the gates, you know, hot. It might be another scenario where you guys remember that, I think it was 2019, where we started off, I think it was 4-2 or 5-2. Man, I know it's preseason. Like Kenny said, it's preseason, guys, but I got high hopes for this team right now. The way they're collectively gelling, it looks phenomenal to watch as a fan, man, especially after these past couple iterations of the Magic. Salty, you had your hand up before we go over to my guy, Jay. Salty, what you got for me, man?
I just want to kind of poll the room a little bit real quick before we get into it. So the thing that, you know, like back to the media, what they do is a lot of times when they're trying to pick who they think is going to be the playoff teams, they're really only doing it based on like one thing. And it's like, which teams have, you know, two superstars and possibly 3 to 4 all-stars on that roster. Guys that about four guys you would not be surprised would make the all-star team that year. And with the Magic, I truly do feel like we have that. Whether it's this year or next year, it's coming, and it's coming fast. So if I can just get everybody around the group right now, can y'all just show me a show of hands, everybody that believes in that too?
And one thing I will say as well, and it goes back to kind of what Pure Magic was saying, the Vos family, hey, it's going to be on you. The checkbook, you guys are going to need to pull that checkbook out. And, you know, you hear Golden State, they don't really worry too much when they go a little bit into the luxury tax. Like Pure Magic said, that might have to be a scenario in Orlando, because there are guys you want to keep. There are guys that are going to be moved. That's definitely going to happen. In most championship teams, there's always a move that's made. But, you know, our core right now, and the way that the front office has always preached consistency, 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 that checkbook is going to have to come out, and possibly we're going to have to need to go into that luxury tax eventually when that time is there.
Right. That's kind of what I was getting at with that poll that I was trying to, by the way, for the audio, just on the recording of this, that was about like 35% of the group believes in that. But where I was going with that was, I just feel like a lot of these talking heads, they say that we need to trade guys to upgrade and get a superstar in here and shit. Like, I don't think that we need to do that. I really do truly believe we have those players on this team right now. They just need to get older and enter their primes.
1,000%, man. And it's everything with time. And the great thing about us is we have a vet in Markelle Fultz, a younger guy. We brought in Joe Ingles, who's a – you guys saw him barking out there. He was having a good time out there. Moritz Wagner, he's a vet in this league at this point. You know, so I think we – at this point for where we are, we have the perfect collection of talent to where we can make the playoffs. You know, I don't think the front office is sitting there thinking, oh, yeah, we're gonna make the finals and things like that. Of course, if it happens, it happens. They look like geniuses. But I think right now they put the perfect collective group of talent to be able to – we saw a small step last year. It's another step. And I think this step really is the playoffs. I think that's it this year. Jay, money man Jay, how you feeling tonight? Magic got the dub. Welcome to Spaces, man.
What's going on, fellas? Good W tonight. We're showing us the guys collectively again. A couple of things that stood out to me. I have to second a lot of what Kenny said earlier. Paulo and Franz is starting to come to form, and it's showing, like, little scary looks every once in a while, especially this game. It was that back and forth, you know.
it's gonna be a mover in the future, that's for sure. Speaking on, you know, whether or not we have those assets to make a push in the playoffs, like those all-stars in Franz and Paolo, because those are going to be those main guys that we have the most, you know, potential in. But as far as anything else, Markel, I'd have to second that again. That spot up three looked like something completely different. We haven't seen that version of jump shot in a game, so I'm excited about that. Anthony Black's aggression. Offensively, I like the way he drove to the paint. He didn't get caught by Evan Mobley a couple times, but, you know, that's, you know, growing pains. Like that dunk that he went and caught a highlight for. Otherwise, you know, Traveling Queen, that's an interesting prospect. You know, I'd like to get to know more about, let's know more about that kid. It seems like really good. And then Jay Howard needs 1 minute. Hopefully we see that. Sorry, I'm preoccupied here, so I'm trying to talk and do things at once, but those are the things that I noticed.
And I mean, Jed Howard definitely, I said a little bit earlier, Jed Howard's going to be one of those guys that come mid-December, we're sitting here like, yo, why is this guy not getting more minutes? Why is he not getting more running? Honestly, we have a lot, we're deep. The Orlando Magic are a deep team. They have guys 1 through, it's not too many teams that can say 1 through 11, 1 through 12.
Yeah. Yeah, I just think when we're talking about season, you know, I feel like we should get a little bit more. So let him pick in the draft. I feel like we should get a little bit more burn. Just showcase whatever he possibly may have. We need to assess our, you know, our assets a little bit. I feel like we should get more burn for the longer we get into the preseason. I understand, like, starters and main rotation guys got to get back in the game shape. So I understand that aspect of giving those guys burn, and I love seeing those guys play. But at the same point in time, our rookies, I really want to see more of them.
And the great thing about a guy like Jed is he's really making the most out of his minutes right now. So when he does get the opportunity, I think Jed Howard is going to make the most out of that opportunity and really earn those minutes this season. Now, let me ask you while I got you.
Yeah, I want to see more aggression out of him too. I don't want to see Traveling Queen and this guy Williams, you know, taking over the ball and 13 sitting in the corner on garbage time. You know what I'm saying? I want to see him be a little bit more active in the role too. So maybe that comes with him getting more minutes. I don't know. More bones. But just some things I'd like to see in this before the open.
Let me ask you, I mean, how did you feel? Do you think Suggs is a solidified starter for opening night?
Oh, that's another point that I really figured out, because I'm like trying to take my dog out to go. Extreme as I'm talking to you guys, I apologize, but yeah, our defensive intensity from the last preseason game against the Pelicans to now, I love that. What we showed in the first half, it's turned up, and that's also why we ended the half at 12, because we turned up on our defense and we did some nice timely three-point shot. So who fits whether he's a starter or whether he's on that bench, coming on rotations with Cole Anthony off the bench. That's also a look we saw that last year that works as well. So I'm just excited to see how he develops. And, you know, I'm excited to see him play a long stretch of games because, again, we haven't had that luxury. Even last season, he had injury stints through the season that kind of hindered his development. So I'm looking to hopefully to see him go through it healthy. And if we can see that, there's no doubt in my mind that this jump shot's going to come around. But everything else is there, like he's showing why. I mean, I don't know how many loose balls, you know, he was in on, and also how many deflections he got. I know it was like at least 2 or 3 that I saw, you know, caused turnovers. So, and that's just not even on point of attack. That's, you know, just being having good court vision on the defensive end of the floor, and, you know, being able to gamble and know when you can gamble and when you can't. He's shown
No, I think the IQ and the defensive tenacity, is definitely there. And, you know, if he doesn't, let's say he just becomes an average shooter and things like that, I think that's more than enough because of what he brings on the defensive end, and our offense doesn't really hurt from him not being able to do certain things. Like, of course, there at some points there may be better options or things like that, but Jalen Suggs isn't hurting us at all. You know, he's really adding to the offense with flow.
And imagine this. As far as Franz and Paolo, they're already showing the ability to facilitate the playmakers on whether it be off the ball or with the ball. So with them and Markel, we can afford to have Jalen off the ball more. Because, you know, as far as him being on ball, you know, he's still a little shaky at times. Still see where he's not necessarily, you know, the most confident when it comes to playmaking or running shots. So we don't necessarily need that when he's on the court with those three other guys and what they've been able to show and then develop. So I'm all for Jalen Suggs starting with them. I really am.
Yeah, I think I'm on the train as well. I did ask earlier, I mean, the discussion, I think, you know, if the guy keeps playing the way he's playing, I think the discussion should be had at least. Where Cole Anthony, I know he wants that position. You know, if he keeps playing this way, where, I mean, you know, I don't know who it was earlier that mentioned a Paolo pass with his left hand, but we also saw a few tremendous passes from Cole Anthony, who's, you know, a smaller guy who's never been really known to be a facilitator at all. I saw some really good passes from him tonight. I mean, I think, you know, the discussion definitely should be had.
No, and I think towards the end of the season, Cole showed towards being that, you know, that second point guard off the bench. He showed to be a reliable one towards that later half. So I think he's just carrying on. We're seeing the continuity happening. Honestly, what we're witness to. There's a lot of these new teams have a lot of new moving pieces. Sometimes that takes more time to fit all those pieces together. The Magic don't necessarily have that problem.
Not at all. We don't have that problem. Skinny, you were up next, my guy. How we doing today? Magic got the dub. I'm guessing you're gonna be getting some Papa John's off tomorrow. How you feeling, Skinny?
What's good, Tony? You can hear me? I'm just here, you know. I lagged out.
I hear you lying.
But I'm good. I think I'm cool off that Papa John's. Yesterday got me right for sure. But I think after tonight, man, I get more excited. I mean, I get excited anytime the Magic are in any capacity playing basketball. You can tell me that they're scrimmaging. But, oh, yippee. But seeing these guys on the court, the work that they're putting through training camp has been dope. I feel like Franz is what a lot of people want him to be now. More aggressive, more getting to the rack, more like, I can really do this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've never had a doubt before that he had that confidence, but to see it coming off of him now. I had said before that I knew once this team could shoot the three ball, just even remotely close to league average, bro, Paolo and Franz will just be able to show how good a playmaker they are. Just see the pass from Paolo tonight. You saw the skip pass from Franz towards the end of the second quarter. They're just fun, man. Like when Paolo's driving to the rim, you know, Franz is a smart cutter. He's going to cut in from the wing, dump off, finish it. It's fun basketball, super fun basketball. Markel is as confident as ever. You know, I had to talk to him, tell him to come over to the wave guard. So, you know what I'm saying, cut the dreads off, cut the chops, get a refresh. The do-rag on, he a different man. You see him with the Gucci robe on before the game. But, no, foreign Magic, you mentioned it earlier, like, it's really – all the credit to Jamal Moses. Like, you come into a team that just fully scrapped it, starting all over. And you look at him 3 years later, you got a team that is getting recognized. It's going to be a team that should be making a playoff push. The last game, listening to the Pelicans broadcast, hearing how they say that they're going to tell Moses, like, you got to finish top six in the East this season. It's a belief that is not only in the locker room, but There are people that actually watch the game, not people that are on the ring just talking because they get paid to. There are people that actually watch the game, and you don't have to be a fan of every team to recognize that certain teams are good, man. That's just not how things work. That's not how things work. I fucking hate the Rockets, but I'll tell you that they have a good young core, and if Ime Udoka can go and do what he did in Boston, they'll be a good team. Looking at what Mosley has been able to do here in Orlando, it's super fun to be a fan of it. I mean, Paula, Franz, Markel, Wendell, you feel like you're set. In terms of actually the game, what I noticed, I mean, I love Jalen in the starting lineup. Like I say, it's preseason. Guys are supposed to miss shots, supposed to have bad nights, whatever. I'm fine with him taking the shots. I feel like he's taking good shots. I think he shot pretty efficiently from deep tonight. He's kind of doing what you need, essentially. You know what I'm saying? He still provides the rim pressure. I think he needs to finish better at the rim. I think same goes for J.I., but you cannot tell me that they don't make a difference on defense, especially with the pace that we're trying to play with. I think we were, like, 13th in pace last year. We should be, like, top six. It looks ridiculous. It looks ridiculous. And it's annoying when we're playing really sloppily, and I think that's why Mose is so keen on cutting down on turnovers. He looks horrible. We come down, we try to throw a skip pass to the corner. That's a turnover, but we play so good on defense that immediately we're back on it. You know what I'm saying? But I think once they get those turnovers under control, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. Nobody wants to run with this team in transition. J.I. is stepping out here to ball. He looks like he can do some all work, too, in terms of a guy off the catch.
This space was downloaded via spacesdown.com. Visit to download your spaces today.
That's what I look for in him and Jalen. You know, just... You know, shoot the ball at like a 35-37% clip, but maintain what you were doing before. You were doing for the rim, you were finishing strong. Like, do that, and I'm never gonna be worried about your defense. I like what I saw from Goga. I like Goga out there. I'm not gonna lie, just how type of presence he is. Mo Wagner coming back on the World Series. I mean, on the World Champ mindset as well. It's a good time, bro. I'm happy. I'm real happy, man.
Now, let me ask you, because it is preseason, but two games in, do you feel better about your preseason record pick, you know, what you had us in the season off with, or are you sticking to your guns?
Oh, I would say I'm going to stick to my guns. I think I put us at, 45 wins, but I feel tremendous about it. I felt great about it before, but I feel tremendous about it now. I'm not going to lie. I mean, everything that has been said has been true. Mo said the defense is going to look better than the offense. That's understandable. The defense looks tremendous so far. In my opinion, we take the positives out of it. Obviously, I feel like one issue that I have to pick with the defense is I love that we're switching everything. I love that was being preached, being shown, but at the same time, I feel like sometimes we're like 80% committed to the switch, and then like at the very last second, it's like, oh no, I thought you was recovering. Oh, like you're gonna switch it, just switch it. I think like the first game against the Pelicans, you saw like Jalen Suggs and those two interceptions. Well, no, not the second one, because that was a transition. But the first one. Like, he got pushed onto the thing, and he's just like, all right, I'm going to take this, and I'm going to make this tough entry pass. But other than that, like, I feel better than I did before for sure, but I don't know if I'm going to up it too crazy. You want to be excited, but you don't want to be insane. I think you want to, at some point, you want to leave a little bit of shock value for you guys to impress you a little bit instead of, you know, obviously.
It's called objectivity. Yeah, it's okay.
For sure. And like, I said some things that some of my friends are like, "Oh, you're being crazy." I'm like, "No, I think I'm being realistic." But you know, so I still want to save some room for these guys. I mean, Paulo comes out and averages 20 points a game. I don't want people to say, "Oh, that's a disappointment." Like, what the hell are you talking about? It's a second year guy averaging 20 points a game. I understand that we feel like he can get up to 25, but if he puts up 20, that still leaves room for guys like Markel. I don't know. Franz, Wendell, and Jalen, and they jumped. So, and also Cole. I definitely feel what Cole did to them, what he's been doing in preseason. So I definitely feel better about this game. For sure.
Yeah, man. And now let me open up that question also to everybody else in here. Do you guys feel better about your, you know, preseason record pick for the Orlando Magic? I had us at 44. I'm sticking to 44 because, you know, 10 plus wins. We're a growing team. I see us at 44. I really think that's a solid number, and we're looking like 44 wins right now. We're looking like money. 44 wins, that's money, because that's plus 500. That means wins green. Green is money.
Well, green is money because I'd put money on us over 40 and a half. So that was the max out over that I could take, and that was plus 195. So that's definitely money. Staying if we're over 40 wins, 41, that's for sure.
If like you said, 40 wins.
50, y'all settling. Y'all settling.
50. Ooh, 50. I love the energy, Salty. Oh, bring more of that.
Okay,
hey, I'm sitting at 45. I feel like 45 is cool, man. That's better than last year.
Yeah, 45 is good.
We the next Sacramento. We the next Sacramento. We the this year's Sacramento.
And listen, I mean, same 50, Salty. Markelle Fultz thinks 50. Like, I want you guys to understand, Markelle Fultz, Paolo Banchero think 50. Franz Wagner, they all think 50 plus wins. These guys are not thinking, oh, we're going to, oh, they're talking about it. They'll be, if they're in here listening to, with their burner, they're talking about, hey, these guys are talking about 44 wins. They don't even know what time it is. Like, these guys are coming to really wreak havoc in the league. The Orlando Magic are about to show everybody on notice. It's really about to. What's Kevin Hart? It's about to go down. It's really about to go down.
Why you think Cole Anthony got the hottest selling jersey, man? Everybody believes 50 wins.
Oof, man. I'm here choosing which jersey to rock on opening night. I haven't rocked the 50 in a minute. I haven't rocked the 50 in a minute.
Yeah, wear the 50, bro. Real nice. You got to believe in it, man. You got to feel it in your heart, man. You got to feel it in your heart.
You got to flex the OG profile pick game. You got to see on for the night.
Oh, say no more. I will make that happen. I will make that happen. Bryce, what you got for me, man?
I know we're only two games in, but I took a couple notes down, and I kind of wanted to bounce a couple questions. I labeled it, is this anything? I know. I hope we don't get sued. I'm a broke college student, so please, Dante, don't come after me. But listen, I got five or six of these, and we can kind of go around, and y'all just give me your thoughts. Honestly, this first one, you could label a space after it, but Jalen Suggs at the number two spot. He started both preseason game one and game two. Is he starting on opening night, at least for the first five games?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
That's a resounding yes.
Ding, 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 ding. That's a ding, 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 ding. I need to go ahead.
Yeah, the truck is going.
We need to get that production truck. All right, so I guess that one is, it is anything. But Mo Wagner getting more minutes over Gogol, is this anything?
I don't like the fact. I mean, when we went on a streak last year, Mo Wagner was a crucial piece to that streak. You know, I'm not going to sit here and act, but the way I see Goga hustling out here, man, give me Goga. Like, give me more Goga.
I think Mo might get more minutes over Goga, at least the first 10 to 20 games, in my opinion. And I would like to see more Goga in the preseason. I'm not sold on him completely yet as a backup five. I know Mo Wagner lacks defensively, which, I mean, he'll give you a spark offensively, but he's a negative on defense. So I just want to see more Goga in this preseason to kind of get more more of an idea of what he can bring to the table before I can fully vote. Skinny, what do you think?
Well, I agree. I say you play more. It's a little bit more. But I mean, I don't. I just like, I love the competition that they built, man. I really do. Like, I feel like if Mo at any point starts to slack, Goga is, you know, he brings a different type of play a little bit. But essentially the same. I mean, more rim protection. Both are stretch beams. But right now, I like 14 points off the bench. Mo gets to the line. I hate seeing him get tossed in pick and rolls. He gets absolutely attacked in pick and rolls. But it was horrible, Jay. It's so bad. Like you can actively see Darius Garland, Donovan Mitchell. They're like, oh please, he's on this side. Let me get him up here. But I mean, I think you can find guys that you take certain positives and work around. I think you can work around Mo's like negatives, especially with the defense that you're able to have off the bench. Regardless if you start Suggs or Darius Williams, you have defense coming off the bench. At the two guard position, and then you have J&I. So I think that'll be fine.
Yeah, they need to have J&I on the help side with Mo on those low actions. If he's gonna be out there on high screens, then I need J&I in the paint, ready, you know, deny whatever's coming.
I like J&I as a roamer, but I don't know if y'all. I'm pretty sure everyone probably noticed. He just looked extremely weird. Tonight, it's just a thing with him getting his back under. He's guarding George Niang on the wing. The crazy thing is he just recovers to the completely wrong spot. Like, it was like he was just kind of like, okay, like, you know, this guy's going to stay right here. But, I mean, I like J.I. in that roamer spot. Like, the way, what's it called, Memphis used Jaren Jackson, because obviously that guy can't rebound, but when you let those type of big, long-arm defenders roam around the paint, bro, I mean, nobody wants to go in there. And then J.I., he's able to recover out to the wing. You saw the steal when he intercepted the pass. So, like I said, I think you'll be able to work around some of the things that Morris does. But I don't think Goga's too far behind in terms of, you know, on the depth chart, how the coaches see him.
Just talking about J.I. real quick before we get to the next one, Bryce. I am so happy that, and for you guys that don't know, last season I said J.I. didn't have a bag. He didn't have an offensive bag. I said this. I own up to it. I am so happy this man is making me eat my words. Listen. This guy, I am so happy J.I. is looking healthy. I just want to say that, guys. He looks healthy. He looks like, you know, he's in great form, and he has that bag. I just wanted to say that he has that bag. Continue, Bryce.
Let's get to the season first before we declare that, please.
No, Salty, because he had the bag in the 11 games he played last season.
Eleven games.
He still had a bag.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You saw the bag.
I'll believe it when I see it a full season.
The bag, bro. Drop cross don't leave, man. It doesn't leave. Like,
oh man, but he's still shooting fucking air balls and shit, bro.
I didn't even want to go there. You know I didn't even want to go there.
Nah, bro.
Like, don't do that. He came back with the bag last season.
We're not declaring this man is offensively polished.
Nobody's declaring he's offensively polished, but you can't lie like he ain't got a little jumpy on him. He at least got a fanny pack. He at least has a fanny pack.
He got like a little pouchy, bro.
Hey, if you give me more than a coin wallet, I'll take it. Give me a fanny pack and we can move on.
All right. He's got more than a little coin.
Most definitely. I appreciate that.
All right, but that bag ain't deep.
What you got? What's next,
bro? Let me just say this. I want him to be good. I really want him to be good offensively. I was so happy when we drafted him. I'm a fucking FSU alumni. Y'all know that, man. I knew this man in college too. Like, I used to work for the basketball team while he was going to school there, bro. I want it so bad for him, bro. I'm a little embarrassed that I was preaching he was gonna be the next big thing. And so far, Terrence Mann is outplaying him offensively in his career. And they played together at FSU.
I think Terrence Mann is outplaying him in games played too, though. So I'll give it that. And I understand. I understand. I understand what you're going to say. But like Stan said, bro, it's at least a encouraging sign to see that, like, it's there. Like, a lot of guys that are
tremendous. That's encouraging.
They don't take guys off the dribble. They're not going to. When they see an aggressive closeout, they're not going to take that dribble, that drop cross. But, I mean, the CJI kind of has that here. It's intriguing. But like I said, he needs to finish better at the rim, for sure. Get under control when he has his opportunities and realize, like, I am damn near 7 foot. I should be finishing these. And going up with authority and things like that, it's going to come. But it's encouraging, bro. It's encouraging. I know you might be embarrassed right now or whatever, but –
We got to get him baseline for some alley-oops, man. Like, that's really just get him into a rhythm doing that shit, and then when he feels it, then start taking jump shots.
100%. And Suggs is actually a really good passer on those backdoor lines. Like, I know y'all remember last season, him and Cole came up for at least 10 of them.
Yeah, get him in a rhythm, though. Like I don't like when he's doing, like, these step-back, you know, elbow jumpers, like, in the game, like, get him in a rhythm, please.
Think that goes for just about everybody, bro. I think that's a thing to watch for sure. You can say about the offense, like, don't get me wrong, Markel, he operates it flawlessly. The guys, they understand the term of drive and kick. They get guys open in the wings on the corners or whatever, but I feel like some of the set plays, they're not run for Franz, Paulo, or Markel. They're not really run great, or they're not. They don't seem as practiced, as fluent. I feel like guys like J.I., even A.B., you notice, like, A.B. is not a three-point shooter, but we're still not even creating looks for him as a cutter or as a handoff kind of guy. So it's kind of awkward to see that. Those are things that you're going to work through. I mean, to see that your stars are doing what they're supposed to do on the offensive end early on, and then that your defense looks good, so you got to be happy there, but. That's something I am watching for sure.
For the record, I do believe he is one of the best defensive players in the league.
All right, well, speaking of J.I., I'll just kick it to the next one because the next one's about J.I. Is this anything for J.I. playing two preseason games, two in a row? Will he play a back-to-back to start the season?
Yeah,
or with the first back.
Why not?
1,000%. Lock them in.
Yeah, I feel less. I lock them in for this.
All right, perfect. The production truck is having a busy night. All right, the next one is this anything AB on the second unit? Do you think AB will be coming out with the second units?
Yeah.
He's playing over probably either Gary, obviously Cole's
or Joe.
That first guard spot. Gary, not Ingles, but Jet Howard. So AB, the second.
Isn't he our backup point guard? Like, didn't we like decide that in preseason that he's gonna be the backup point guard?
I don't know. I feel like that was kind of free.
No, I don't know if it's decided.
What am I trying to say? The second rotation. I feel like it was kind of seamless and kind of who was bringing up the ball. I know we do that with our first rotation too, but you know who the point guard is. I mean, at least for now, I feel like Cole is kind of just, you know, with the ball. Sometimes they give it to AB, but a lot of times he gets stuck in that triple threat position and just holds it there for like 7 seconds. So I'm not really sure.
I'm just really excited for, like, just looking ahead. I don't know when this will come into play, but I'm assuming Jamal will use this at some point. We can run a lineup where everybody is 6'7" or higher. We're one of like two teams that can do it. Like us and the Thunder, I think, are the only two teams that can run a lineup like that, where you got AB at the one, and then you shift Franz up to the two, Paolo to the three, Jonathan Isaac to the four. You got like whoever playing center.
I think with a guy like AB starting with the second unit, it allows Cole to kind of run off ball a little bit. And I don't know, the way Cole's been playing, I kind of no longer want this guy to play off ball. I want him to be with that second unit. The way he's just looking so smooth out there. I want the ball in his hand at all times, but it allows him to, you know, get to his spots. That's what AB brings. But like you said, Joe Ingles or Gary Harris is going to be sitting if that's the case. One of those two guys is definitely going to be sitting. Because you got Cole Anthony, then you would have AB, then Gary or Joe Ingles, Jonathan. So somebody's going to sacrifice. I don't know who takes the hit. I guess that's where it comes to Gary Harris's contract here.
And what's your expectations for Joe Ingles' minutes, like at his age? Like, I'm not expecting him to play high.
13 to 14 minutes.
Like, I'm not expecting a lot out of Joe Ingles. I think he's just literally here to help when we're going dry and we need a bucket.
Right? Yeah, like 13 to 14 minutes, like you said, just veteran leadership, teaching the young guys some tricks. That's really what he's here for. Bryce, what's next on that usually something list?
So the next one actually is about Joe Ingles. Joe Ingles getting a tech. Is this anything?
Man,
What happened?
I think it should be. I want to see. What's the over-under? What do you guys think? Five or more or less?
I was about to hit it at five.
3.5. It's going to be close.
How do you get half a tech? Hold on.
Nah, he's playing the betting.
I'll say three. I don't think he's going to – like you said, I don't think he's going to be – a main feature in the rotation consistently all season. But when he does,
I guess I'm
sorry, go ahead, Bryce.
I was just about to say I can see him getting some from the bench.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, 100%. Hey, honestly, I'm not even gonna be mad at that. It's better than like Chuma Okeke just like sitting there and not doing shit but watching the game like a fan. I want to see my guys passionate, man. Even when everybody's animated on the bench, he ain't doing shit, man. He's just sitting there eating popcorn.
Let's talk about Chuma for a second, actually. Is the Chuma, like, I don't want to say Chuma experiment because it's not an experiment. We drafted him here and now, but are you guys high on Chuma at all anymore? Like,
The Phoenix Suns would love to have a Chuma Okeke because he's better than the G Leaguers they're gonna play on their team.
My thought process on this is if he's okay riding the bench on our team, we need guys that are gonna be filler that fill out our 15-man roster. That's my opinion. Like, if he's okay being the 14th, 15th guy, like if people get hurt, he gets an opportunity type of guy. I mean, a lot of guys want to play, and I don't blame Chuma, but some guys, like, unfortunately aren't good enough to play on the court. Like, that's cut and dry how it is. So I wouldn't blame him for asking out or requesting to get traded or waived or whatever. But, I mean, I think being around some of these guys is going to make him better. So when his contract does end, he can go to another team and have an opportunity there. But at least for the time being, I mean, I don't see him touching the court.
Hey, Bryce, who gets more DNPs, him or Mac McClung?
Mac McClung's G League, I think.
Sorry. I mean, the joke is that Mac McClung's not in the play.
Buddy, you missed that one.
honestly, I could see Mac McClung seeing the court for the Orlando Magic before I see Chuma Okeke. it went over my head, but honestly, the dunk contest champion getting on the court before Chuma does.
Can I just say that is incredible scheming by Jeff to bring in the, like you said, dunk contest champion who has to, you know, go back this season and he's going to be wearing an Orlando Magic jersey. So that's an incredible scheme to get the, you know, more eyes on the Orlando Magic. I just want to point that out.
Man, the dunk contest might as well be the Orlando Magic show off contest. Like, come on. We've been doing this shit. We never get rewarded for it, but we've been doing this shit, man.
We got rewarded with Dwight. Shouts out to Superman that one time. I hope it happens again.
Agent. Oladipo's get forgotten, man. Like, I hate that Oladipo's got forgotten.
I forget Oladipo's. He came out singing. I don't forget that. You know, he came out singing, but he didn't move me. I'm not gonna lie, he didn't move me.
That 540 dunk didn't move you?
I was more moved by the fact that I had to go on YouTube. I was like, damn, Victor Oladipo sings. Hold on, let me check this out. That's what moved me more when I seen that dunk contest. I'm not gonna lie.
Nah, man. Dude, that spinning dunk was crazy.
Stop to Vic. I mean, Bryce, what's next on that list, man?
That was it. That was it.
No.
All right, cool.
Let me ask the fellas in here. Is it unrealistic? I mean, I feel like we talked about it, but I want to steal it. Is it unrealistic to see this team as a top 16 this season?
No, it's not.
Thank you.
No, 4%.
Thank you.
I mean, because we're going to win 50 games.
I have money on
four is a little bit too much for me right now. I'm sorry, Jay.
Every single one of those teams. Five to six. I love Markel. Y'all know I love Markel. That's my point guard behind Jameer Nelson. But, hey, 4-5. Five to six.
Nah, no bullshit, man. If we stay healthy, there is no reason we can't be a 4 seed. We were taking it to teams like Boston last year, man. Honestly, really what did us in was injuries and playing down to inferior opponents. But when we were playing the big dogs, we rose to the occasion last year, and I expect to see more of that this year.
The thing that gets lost, though, bro, them boys going to handle business, too. They going to handle business, too. The Bucks are going to handle business. The Suns going to handle business. Like, them big dogs, they going to.
The Bucks got worse. I don't know who needs to hear this. The Bucks got worse. Bro, we are going to have a field day scoring on Dame Lillard. He is like 150. No, he's like 150th at his position, guarding that position. Yeah. Bro, I am not kidding. This man is fucking terrible on defense.
I don't think salty. I don't follow that sentiment, salty. I'm sorry.
Y'all not
salty. That's
bro. This man not guard. He cannot guard a fucking Jonathan Isaac in a wheelchair nursing a fucking broken.
You know what Damian Lillard can do though, salty? That motherfucker can hit it from the logo.
I'm telling you.
On a normal.
You gotta guard him when he gets out of his car. Damn way, big dog. Like.
And we got guys we can throw at him defensively, man. Like, I'm not worried about that shit. We are going to rise to the occasion. Y'all just gotta have faith.
Nah, you can, bro. You can have faith, but like, you can't denounce a top team in the East, a clear top team like that. That,
bro, I'm telling you, I'm fucking way more fearful of Boston right now because of the fact that they got Drew Holiday.
My stomach is
Drew Holiday being subtracted from that team is going to not work out.
Oh, my goodness.
Milwaukee's
my stomach hurt.
Nah, man. This isn't even a hot take, bro. They got worse defensively. You need to play defense if you are going to be a top team in this league.
Bro, they are going to play more than defense. I can assure you of that. They are going to play more than defense. That is a defensive system. They have Giannis Antetokounmpo and Brook Lopez.
Yeah, they still have Giannis and Brook Lopez.
Those two dudes.
Brook Lopez is like 40 years old, man.
Oh, come on. He was
40 years old?
Almost a deep point last year, bro. Top
defensive centers in the world, bro.
This is nasty.
That fall off is coming. Fall off is coming.
This is so nasty.
It'd be cool to follow up Eastern Conference Finals, I guess.
Hey, honestly, like, I think we can compete with all the big teams in the East. I really do. I'm that confident in this team right now.
In the regular season, we'll see about playoffs with a team with no playoff experience. Come on.
Yeah, playoff will be a different atmosphere.
Who came into last year expecting to beat Boston 3 out of 4 games? And if it wasn't for Derek White shooting a Steph Curry game, we would have swept them.
Okay, yeah, that's true. Yeah, okay. You know the meme.
I'm telling you, have faith in this team. This team is a lot better than we're getting credit for. All we have to do is stay healthy. Stay healthy, and everything's gonna fall into place.
And the great thing is that we have such a deep team that, you know, throughout the season, we say let's stay healthy throughout the season. It's an 82 game season. You're gonna have a little sprained ankle here. You're gonna have a finger jam. You're going to have a small – things are going to happen. You're going to get bumped up, but we're so deep that the next man up. It's really a next man up. And the rotations for the second unit on defense, they were there. They were making their defensive talk rotations, although a little bit slower at sometimes and things, but these guys were, you know, it's there. And I really believe in that next man up. This team has that. This team definitely has that.
Honestly, like how many teams in the East got a bench as deep as ours? Like how many? You can count them on one hand.
It's not a lot of teams that can match up with depth that the Orlando Magic have at all. T, you had your hand up. What you got for me, man? How you doing tonight? We got the win. How you feeling?
Hey, what's up, fellas? What up, ladies and gentlemen that are in the spaces? I just came over here to keep it quick. So, Stanley, let me get this straight, bro. That 540 dunk by Oladipo didn't move you, bro? You tripping.
The singing was phenomenal. And
I was just shocked to hear you say that. I thought that was pretty nasty, bro. I know you play basketball. That dunk was, you look at it, that's a difficult.
Bro, he's acting like
that's a he was Cole dunk, Anthony bro. In
boots.
That's that how you're acting. Dunk, bro.
You're acting like he was Cole Anthony in boots.
Yeah. I just was come over here. I've been listening to you guys the whole time. But, yeah, I don't think it's far-fetched to think we can get that fifth or sixth seed. I think the last space you had before this last preseason game, I said we can go 46-36. I really believe we can do that. I think we can go 10 games above 500. So, yeah, I think we can get in there. We can sneak in. And the teams that were already going to be on the top, you know, who got better, were expected to be there anyway. You know what I'm saying? With the Bucks and the Celtics. So I think those two teams, you can automatically say they're probably going to be 1 and 2. Then you got the Sixers. But other than that, I feel like it's wide open, bro. The Cavs, you know, can do their thing too. But saying fifth or sixth seed, I think we can get there. But just looking at everything, I haven't really got a chance to watch these games being on the West Coast. They don't really televise them. So all I got is highlights to look at. But Markelle Fultz is playing some efficient basketball. We need to sign that man to a contract extension now. Like, that dude is just showing that he's in his bag. And I know it's a contract year, but, man, he's just showing that what he's going to be able to do, you know, for four quarters being on this team. Like, the dude looks phenomenal. And, yeah, I'm with everybody. I think Jed Howard is the one I'm excited about the most coming off the bench, other than Jonathan Isaac, obviously. But Jed Howard, man, that shooting stroke looks nice. And I think it was Skinny, and I think it was Saucy. I was saying that you get him in with the starters, and he can hit down that three consistently. I wouldn't be surprised to see him getting more minutes or being able to snatch that starting shooting guard spot. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'm very excited for this team. I can't wait to go out to Orlando to watch a couple games in person. I'm going to try to go out to one here on the West Coast too, whether it's Phoenix or Utah. I'm not sure yet, but man, this team, haven't been excited about this team since 2010, to be honest, man. It's been a long time. So yeah, that's all I really had to say, man.
And what's a great feeling about that, T, is you said 2009, 2010. That was, and I mentioned it when we started the space, that was, you know, a more mature core. You know, those guys had more age and experience. This is a young team, and it's crazy that we're saying that this group of averages like 24, 25 years old at most, you know, it's a very young team. We're so excited about such a young team, and they're so promising. Like, I really, Salty said, the most exciting core in his lifetime, young core in his lifetime. I agree. I mean, Dwight Howard was cool, and that core was awesome. The young core, you know, before they brought in Hito and then Rashard. But, man, this team, it just feels different. It feels different, and Paolo is really – I feel like every game we see more and more, especially with the way he carries himself, Paolo's that guy. Paolo is him. He's one day an MVP candidate. Markelle Fultz is really a true leader. You know, Franz Wagner is really the German hammer. Like, that dude is
– Yeah, for sure. And you know what I like too? You know, like we saw in game one, Wendell was the man shooting behind the arc, you know, going 4 for 5. And then he struggled today. And then you see Franz go 3 for 3. Well, that's the kind of shooting we're going to need going forward. Like, when somebody's struggling behind the three, we need a couple other guys to step up to be knocking them down. So if we can get that consistently, instead of like the whole team going like 1 for 5, 1 for 6, long as we got that one or two guys that are shooting like 60% for that game, we're going to be all right. Because I think that was our Achilles heel, where like when we struggle from three, the whole team would struggle. But now if we can just do this where we get one guy going 4 for 5, next game two guys going 3 for 3, the next game somebody going 4 for 5, if we can get that, I think we're going to be all right in this offense. And, you know, the defense is not what I'm worried about at all. Like, this defense just looks fierce. And I heard you guys keep repeating it, like, J.I. just comes out and gives us 40 to 50 games, you know what I'm saying, and just comes off and plays that great defense, you know, him and Gary Harris, whoever the case may be. It's going to be nice, man. So, yeah, fifth or sixth seed, I'm talking into existence, you know, speaking to existence. I'm going to go 46 and 36, and, yeah, I want to come back here October 12th to see, you know, how close I was to getting that prediction right.
We're going to have our cold nights where we don't shoot well from three. All I ask is that on those nights, we just play good defense and make sure they don't shoot well from three either, because this is a team that is good enough on defense where you don't have to be spectacular on offense.
And I think that that's where you really want to have a guy like Jalen Suggs as a starter, because dude is a menace. Let me tell you, dude is a menace. I would hate for Jalen Suggs to be guarding, like, he's just on you. He's everywhere. The way he just anticipates pass is crazy. Like, tipping everything. He's always just diving after the ball.
He's a corner. He's a cornerback. Like, in football, like, that's what he would have been. He would have been a corner.
Did you see when he got up there for, I forgot who threw him up a pass, and he went and got up the pass? Like, he's really a cornerback.
Yeah. Bro, he understands press, man. He understands press.
You know what he reminds me of, man? Tony Allen when he played for the Grizzlies, like that defense where he's just locking people down. That's what he reminds me of, to be honest.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. It's just that's a man, and really, like I said, let's say he's the fifth option on offense. Like, this dude's gonna be guarding the other team's elite guard. You know, Jaylen Brown, he's gonna be guarded by Jalen Suggs. Like, that's gonna go down. It might be Franz Wagner. Let me not, because I know Franz wants that down Simon as well. But Jalen Suggs is just a menace, and I don't know if you guys seen him, you know, with in the post. I think he got it was an entry pass, and he just snatched it out of the air. I forgot who it was. It might have been Mobley, but yeah, he's just a menace on defense. So I'm really excited to see him as a starter. I know earlier I was saying, hey, we have to have a discussion about Cole Anthony, and that discussion does have to be had, but Jalen Suggs, I really like what he brings to the starting lineup.
Even if he's not a starter, man, he's out there with the closing unit defensively. Like, just go back and look at that Warriors game. He took Steph Curry out of the game. Mentally, he took Steph Curry out of the game. If you watch Steph's body language at the end of that game, you see a guy that's just like, man, I don't know what the fuck is going on, man, but I'm not getting shit tonight.
And like you said, it's kind of like he's got that NFL football mentality where when you're going up against him, you're going to feel Jalen Suggs just kind of pushing you, nudging you, doing these little things bothering you. Like I said, he's a menace. He's going to be bothering, like Steph Curry, the other team's guard, he will be bothering that person. So I'm really excited to see what he brings to that starting lineup. 1,000%. I think we've been saying it all offseason in the spaces that we expected Jalen Suggs to be that starter opening night, and it's looking like it's going to be Jalen Suggs on opening night.
I'm expecting him to draw a lot of technicals from other guards around the league. Like, a lot of guards around this league think shit's sweet, and he's going to get in their head, fluster them. They're going to do something stupid. Like, I'm talking about, like, Steph Curry throwing a mouth guard kind of stupid shit.
Yeah, he had Mitchell kind of locked up tonight. Not gonna lie.
Jalen Suggs is really, I mean, and he brings energy. And for a player that's always, you know, one of the greatest things about Russell Westbrook was no matter what, Russell Westbrook's going to give you 120% energy every game. Feel like Jalen Suggs, no matter what's going on, off night shooting or anything, he's going to give you 120%, you know, at all times. And I definitely appreciate that from one of our players. So, guys,
Do we have any final thoughts before we go ahead and wrap it up for until when's the next game? Tuesday against the Pelicans again? New Orleans. Yeah. All right. What is that? Preseason home opener before Flamenco and then the actual home. Man, this, hey, guys, we are getting close. Oh, man. Yeah, any final thoughts, guys?
It's the home stretch, Stan. We got two more games and then about, what, a week and a half? Week and some change before the home and opener against the Rockets.
It's gonna be a good Wednesday in Orlando.
Does anybody have tickets that they're selling for that? By the way, like, if anybody has tickets for opening night that you're not gonna be able to go, like, let me know.
1,000%. I put out the word for you as well, Salty. I got you, man. Anybody selling tickets, I got you, man.
Let's get some more Goga minutes. Let's get some more. Hopefully, Caleb Houston is healthy to go. And then Kevon Harris, I'd love to see him in some preseason action as well. But other than that, I mean, just keep rolling out. Same kind of lineups. Try out some four rotations. And
more Jed. I need more Jed.
That's what I was going to say. I want to see some more Jed Howard. I want to see him for like two straight quarters to see what he can do.
Man, I'm so excited, guys. Like, I can't tell you enough. When I listen to, like, Bill Simmons' podcast and shit, I can just see it coming later on in the year where Bill Simmons is going to be doing his podcast and he's going to be like, have you heard about Orlando? They're kind of scrappy, aren't they?
I really hear those words. Have you heard about, I really, that's funny. Yeah, that on the way, man. Guys, thank you for joining us. Man, this is, like I always say, we can't do any of these spaces without you guys, the Magic Together community. Shout out to you guys. Man, we're in here. These spaces are so amazing. We're able to react, you know, just talk about what just happened. So it's dope. Thank you to each and every one of you guys. We'll be doing this again Wednesday when we play the New Orleans Pelicans and then so on. So you guys get the idea. But make sure to get your Papa John's 50% off. Tomorrow, Friday the 13th, the Magic got the dub. It's casual Fridays at most of your guys' job. Go ahead and wear your Magic gear. Make it happen this weekend. Wear your Magic pride. Thank you all for joining me. Like I always end this off, Magic City, Magic together. You guys have a wonderful night. We'll see you next time.
For all the latest Magic news and updates, visit OrlandoMagicHQ.com and follow us on Instagram at OrlandoMagicHQ and on Twitter at OMagicHQ. Also, remember to subscribe to our YouTube channel and subscribe and leave a 5-star review on your favorite listening platform.